And blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
Again in this service this morning, it is testimony time. Let's give Jesus a big, big, big hand of praise this morning. Now please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, my enthronement reward. Last Friday, our team went for outreach and the Lord gave us 14 souls. And on Sunday, 10 of them were in church. Big hand for Jesus. The following Monday, we began to call and mobilize them to attend the Believers Foundation class. While I was making the calls, a general was calling, and I was cutting his calls because I needed to conclude with the new converts. Afterwards, I got an SMS to come to a certain office on Tuesday with my passport and identity card. On Tuesday, I got there and realized that I was enlisted as part of a new defense surveillance security team that was set up in the country. Let's celebrate Jesus. That same day, we launched out for the outreach and God gave us 35 souls. On Thursday, God gave us 56 souls. While I was on the field, I got a call from Lagos, and the person introduced himself as the managing director of a company. A father said to me, "You have been recommended, and I am sending you a letter of appointment as the national coordinator of a new initiative that is about to start in the country. This appointment is with benefits of 100% above what I get from companies that I consult with. Indeed, Operation 615 is for our enthronement, and I give God all the glory." And the testifier is Bright Omorige. Number two, business turnaround encounters. And if we're clapping, that can be bigger for Jesus. In preparation for the service tagged Supernatural Turnaround, which was also the concluding day of the prophetic season, I took as much flyers as I could to distribute in preparation for my supernatural turnaround the following week. While on the field winning souls for Christ, I met my secretary. She said, "Boss, why are you sharing flyers by this time, as late as 8 p.m?" And I told her that next week was my supernatural turnaround and I must appear in church with my scorecard for my turnarounds. The following week after the service, someone called and gave me a contract worth 11.5 million naira, which was the first since I started the company in 2014. 2 weeks later, another person gave me a contract worth 9.7 million naira. And also, the person that gave me the first contract gave me another one worth 4.5 million naira. I return all the glory to God. And a testifier is Mayowa Olabisi. Please let's rise together to our feet. Let's give Jesus a big, big, big hand of praise.
Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and let's give God thanks for answered prayers this morning. If you believe he heard you when you prayed, please give him thanks. If you believe he heard your personal supplication, give him thanks. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Do that with words, clarity of statements. Father, I thank you. Treno yi gara barado sine korodi ane tuzade. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. In the name of Jesus, we have given thanks. One undeniable proof of returns on spiritual labor is favor. What do I call it? You sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. You sow to the spirit, you reap life everlasting. And in his favor is life. In his favor is life. Psalm chapter 30 and verse 5. In his favor is life. So a capital return on spiritual labor is favor. 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 Now, many will run into strange dimensions of favor by reason of your engagement this week. Those testimonies we just heard are testimonies of favor returns. Favor. 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 No one runs out of favor running after God and into his kingdom. Goodness and mercy keeps running after them. You run after God and the interest of his kingdom, his goodness and mercy keeps running after you. After you. Now, let me tell you this. The reason we're a mystery to the church world and to the entire world is favor. What is it? You are not sweating, you are not struggling, and yet things are happening. That's the realm God is bringing you into. Sweating is a curse. It's out of the sweat of the brow shall thou eat bread. The curse was averted when Jesus came. No sweat. Yet, you can't doubt the results. No sweat. I had a top leader visit me one time and said, how much would this building cost? I said, I don't know. If you have to borrow for it, you will know. No, you will know. The interest will help you to know. Praise God. Amen. Come and say favor. They got not the land by their own strength. And their own arm saved them. But thy right hand, the letting of thy arm, because thou hast a favor unto them. Your days of struggle must end now. Your day of struggling for survival must end by your operation, by this operation. Let me hear your loudest amen. God is saying something to someone. Good understanding on the way to favor grants unchecked access to favor. But the way of the ignorant who don't know it is hard. Proverbs 13 verse 15. Good understanding gives favor. But the way of the transgressor is hard. Hardship must clear off your way. Drinking water as if you are taking medication by measuring it, the time is over. You not only have enough to drink, you have to give to others. You have more than enough to share with others. In the name of Jesus. Well, so expect favor in return for your labor. Your labor on the altar of prayer, expect favor in return. Your labor in pursuit after souls, expect favor in return. Favor is a capital proof of acceptable spiritual labor. Acceptable spiritual labor. Acceptable spiritual labor. Your labor will not be wasted. Now ask the Lord to speak to you this morning. Lord, I want to hear from you this morning. All the people came out in the morning for to hear you. I want to hear from you this morning. Speak to my life, Jesus. Take all the praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Get seated, please. If you want to stand like me, why not? We can all stand together, man. Praise God. We are all brethren. So why can't you stand? Why should you be sitting down when I'm standing up? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you this. Covenant hour of prayer will be on till Jesus returns. In case somebody is wishing that we might soon finish it, we won't. Wherever two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst of them. You say, I will never come. Doesn't stop it. Two or three gather together. Amen. No, maximum required in any prayer meeting is three. For heaven to intervene. And what are we looking for? Heaven's intervention. Praise God. Amen. We were 68 people that were responsible in praying the hand of God upon this commission. Can I hear your amen? Now they started dropping and dropping and dropping. And I guess we'll be up to 21 at a point. God was hearing and answering. Amazing prophetic pillars were being laid in the midst of it. Don't pitch your tent against God. It won't make any difference. It won't make any difference. I'm not born again. Go ahead and be unborn. It doesn't make a difference. But in the name of Jesus, no matter how many people drop off following God, you will not drop off. No one in your generation will drop off. Let me hear your loudest amen. Well, we've been following. It's no big deal for God to double the attendance of this church this week. Say with me, it's no big deal for God to double the attendance of this church this week. We serve a God of overnight turnaround. Come and say, we serve a God of overnight turnaround. A God of this time tomorrow. That means overnight, I will make the impossible happen. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. And then someone who didn't know God, because you can run into trouble when you don't know God, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, stop that nonsense. We are not beggars. Behold, if the Lord that we are talking about will even make windows in heaven, might this thing be ignorant people? And the prophet turned and said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. He used an unthinkable weapon. Now watch how God did it. Verse 6 of that scripture. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise. A noise. Not a gunshot. A noise of chariots and a noise of horses and a noise of great multitude of hosts. A great host. And they said to one another, lo, the king of Israel had hired against us the kings of Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come up upon us. And what happened? Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, left their tents and their horses and their asses, even as it, the camp as it was, and fled for their life. So everything holding down our new converts and our invitees, will hear a noise tonight. They will flee for their lives. And their captives will be set free like a dream of the night. He engaged the weaponry of a noise to scatter a whole strong army. Amen. The strongest army of that time, the Syrian army, a noise. A noise. A noise. And he said, I'm the Lord, I change not. So, the Lord, by this time tomorrow, all the captors, all the ones that won't let go of our new converts and our new members, will hear the same noise and flee for their lives and let go the captives. All the gainsayers, don't go there. We'll hear a noise and their mouth will be shut. That's why they call him the man of war, the Lord of hosts. He can use anything to fight. He used a noise here to win the war and bring to pass his word. So, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the same noise will come down and shatter the camp of the enemies of God. Anyone and everyone ordained for eternal life will appear here on Sunday. Not one shall be left in the name of Jesus. No one shall be left in the name of Jesus. Now, let's watch this man of war in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 5. It said, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and the garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. Noise. For unto us, that is, no matter what to do, you can't stop my plan. A child is born. Unto us a son is given. Now, draw back to verse 3, please. Go back to verse 3. Thou hast multiplied the nation and hast not increased the joy. The joy before thee, when you stepped in, according to the joy in harvest, and as a man rejoices when they divide the spoil. Now, and he's going to use a noise for that. Now, verse 4. Go to verse 4. Now, for thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. How did he do that? A noise. A noise to bring in the harvest. A noise to bring in the harvest. This coming Sunday, we are going to be visited with the highest harvest in the history of this church. Let me hear your loudest amen. Something is breaking forth. If that looks like you, let me hear your loudest amen. Now, Esther stood and prayed for the rescue of the souls of the Jews in Babylon. Esther chapter 4 verse 16 proclaimed a fast. And then chapter 6 verse 1 to 3, the king could not sleep that night. Hallelujah. The king could not sleep. Asked for the book of records to be brought. And they found in there how Mordecai rescued the king from being slain. Has anything been done for him? Nothing. So they called his enemy, the enemy of the Jews. Who is in the court there? They say, Haman is there. Call him here. Haman, what should be done for a man that the king desires to honor? He thought he was the one. A man that the king desires to honor. Let the robe of the king be put on him. And the ring of the king on his fingers. Let him ride on the chariot of the king. And let the chiefest of the ministers of the king be shouting on foot before him. Here is a man that the king. He said, go and do exactly the same thing to Mordecai. He went to man hang himself. Praise God. Overnight, anyone that desires to destroy our new converts will be humiliated. Anyone carrying campaigns of calumny, anyone that hates the hand of God upon this commission, that won't let go of those precious souls, will pay for it. That night the king could not sleep. We serve a God of overnight turnaround. There shall be massive overnight turnaround release for every of our new convert, every of our new members, and every of our members in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and give the Lord a big hand of praise. We serve a God of overnight turnaround. The same way many will experience overnight turnaround dimension of favor by reason of the quality of your engagement in this season. Can I hear your amen? Nothing flies like favor. David said, God liked me to make me king. I mean, you saw a boy just once. And you say, send for your son, David, for he has found favor in my sight. Let him come and stay here. So he understood the workings of the palace because he was coming there. Amen. First Samuel chapter 16, verse 22. And then First Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 4. God liked me to make me king. Amen. Many people will win God's favor in strange dimensions this time. Favor located Joseph. He became the heir of Potiphar's house. A stranger, a slave, no CV, no address, no contact. He got to the prison. Favor trailed him there. You can't be following after God without favor following after you. Well, you are going to hit strange dimensions of favor. Because this growth, explosion is coming overnight. Your favor will also come overnight. Let me hear you loudest, amen. But for this to happen, we just must refuse to stagger at the promise of God. God is up to anything, he says. God is up to anything, he says. God is up to anything, he says. We shall see overnight intervention the way we have never seen it before this coming Sunday. Let me hear your loudness, amen. Therefore, be strong in faith, like Abraham, to be part of the army of the Lord pulling in the harvest. And you now know what to pray. Oh Lord, send forth your noise that will cause the enemies of the souls of these new converts to give up on them. Send forth your noise that will silence the mouth of these corners. Send forth your noise that will let go all the people you have ordained for eternal life, and he will do it. Praise God. Good understanding procures favor, but the way of the ignorant is hard. The way of peace they know not, so they made broken systems for themselves. Systems cannot hold water. He's a way of peace. He's a way of, he shows us the way to favor. And I tell you something, favor is provoked by our interest in God and the interest of his kingdom, our commitment to God and his kingdom. Let them shout for joy that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. We take pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. He said, I've also given you that which you have not asked. What is the meaning of that? Favor. There are things you never ask that will be added to you in some strange dimension this time. How? And Solomon loved the Lord. Do you love me? Go after my lamb. You love me? Go after my sheep. And I will add to you things that you will never ask for by favor. That's what is coming your way. Stand to your feet, everybody. Give the Lord the biggest clap of praise. Give the Lord the biggest clap of praise. Amen. They got not the land, Psalm 44, verse 1 to 3, by their own strength. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. The favor that terminates struggles is what you're coming out with. Amen. You're coming out with that. The favor of God that terminates the struggles of men is what is trailing you as a return for this engagement. So get excited. When you pray, pray with fervency. No casual prayer. Carry those names in your heart and pray them down to the point of establishment. You are going to go out with unusual passion to see them saved. God is marking. God is watching. We have been enjoying unusual favor, indescribable favor as a church. The anger of agents of the enemy notwithstanding, the favor keeps flowing and flowing and flowing. I told one of my sons in the system, I said, hey, you know what? They were very upset about us. When one goes, 10 replaces them. Leave them, Jared. Amen. You deceive one, and then God releases 10. So what's your problem? You never know a setback anymore in your life. The favor of God in your life will weary the enemy. So I told him, I said, Satan has been going around wearing people. We are going to weary Satan. We are out to weary him. He has been wearing people all around. We are going to weary him. You know, in chapter 7 of Daniel, verse 25, he said, he weary the saint. That's his job. He wants to weary you. That, hey, enough. Don't go further. Hey, no, stop there. We are out to weary them. And we are busy weary him. He's very weary. Very weary. Because we are still going out today, oh. I told my team, I said, when you call, and they say, no, don't come again. Oh no, I know this is a very busy time for you. I'll call you back again. I said, don't call me again. I said, I know you might be busy right now. You know, it's business time. I'll call you back later. God bless you. And you stop the phone. Then you call him again. It's still me. You know, I promise I'll call you. We are going to weary the devil, I tell you. Amen. May you be part of the army of the Lord. We weary the devil. Amen. Instead of waiting for him to weary you, weary him first. Praise God. Weary him with everything inside you. Because you are going somewhere. It's very upsetting about where you are going. So upset him further. But keep going. Keep going. Upset him further. Upset him further. When we're about to get into Lagos, he first of all gave us quit notice in our property in Kaduna. You know why? Let me busy him with this one so he won't hear this next one. Because if he gets to Lagos, I'll be in trouble. God said, go. And I left. Same day. Am I the owner of the flock? It's not me they gave quit notice. They gave Jesus quit notice. He knows how to put his people. Amen. He wants to weary you. Weary him. Amen. Come and say, I've arrived at my final bus stop. I'm not going anywhere. I'm for Jesus. All the days of my life, I am for Jesus. In the day, in the night, on my way to work, I am for Jesus. Satan, ooh. I will keep praying kingdom advancement prayer. I'll keep pursuing after souls because that is the gateway to favor. The favor from God that causes men to fly. You won't stop me. You can't grant me. I will grant you. I will weary you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Come and give the Lord praise, everybody. Amen. Amen. If I tell you how much he tried to stop me, I think it's better for him to give the testimony himself. It's better for Satan to give. I just like concrete. You pour water on concrete, you are sending it. You bring flood, he likes it. Amen. He triumphs in it. All this, somebody stole your shoe, and then you now, my shoe. Between your shoe and your leg, which one should be stolen? We have no more loss of any kind. Lift up your two hands and speak to the 2-3 days remaining. I must deliver. Satan, I refuse to be wearied. I'm pressing on. Prices are not won at the beginning of a race. They are not won 3/4 to the end of it. Prices are only won at the end of it. I'm going forward. I'm pressing on. My change is just around the corner. I'm one of the candidates for the overnight turnaround. I refuse to give up. My tempo of engagement is increasing. And I thank you, Jesus, because on Sunday, I'm here with my harvest. Every soul assigned to me, I'm here with my harvest. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Go in peace. Everyone you pray over this week must appear on Sunday. Everyone you reach out to must respond to the call. And your own overnight turnaround will come along. We are going to see the overnight intervention of God this coming Sunday in dimensions we have never known. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks. The tracts, the flyers are all available. So make do with them. Lift up your two hands and speak to the day. Take hold of the day. Give the day direction. The day must respond. The day must deliver.
Speak to the day. Make your declarations right now. Make your declarations right now. Make your declarations right now. Speak to the day. Give it direction by your declarations. Give it direction by your declarations. Now lift your hand, lift your voice, and begin to give glory to God. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and worthy of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. I said, somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Please, let's take note of the following. The course of the day this morning, those who pre-registered for the Ankara material will be getting directions on how to make the necessary payments. So expect it, and if you need to reconfirm it, you can do so from your various platforms, whether it's the service unit, the area office, or the Deacons Assembly or the Ordained Workers Forum. Praise the Lord. So that information will be coming to us in the course of the day. Make sure that you follow the directions that are given, and the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed. Don't forget, we are gathered this evening, 6 p.m. across all our various zones. Be blessed in Jesus' name.